Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The new phone number is here.
Stop it.
Don't do this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're killing me.
The new phone number. I couldn't be more excited. This is so very exciting. I'm not going to let it out there. I should call it, though.
You know,
you're
going to
call your own show?
No, here's the thing that you really need to keep in mind.
Yes.
Knockwood, don't get happy. Today is the first time we've had a high-def connectivity with him in 3 weeks.
HD, baby.
And now he's calling us on the phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now he's
calling us on the phone. Yeah, but it just glitched right at the beginning.
Oh, way to double down.
I swear to God it did.
Well, we got to check the O-ring on the rocket.
Horrible O-ring. What is it, cork or rubber?
920
Pony, pony, pony.
Oh, he's not saying it.
All right.
There you go.
There you go. Golly.
Is that 6673? Is that the last word?
Stop it. Hi, this is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, you're caller one, literally.
How's it going?
Can you kill your mic?
Hi, guys.
Much better. Hey! You actually can talk on the telephone and not do the telephone sound effect.
Yeah.
This is good. I can do my new bit, you know? I realized we have the mailbag today, but I was going to do Melania.
Can you talk into the side with the holes in it of your phone, please?
You on speaker? Sorry, I had you on speaker.
That's good. The captain of our ship.
My face up. Mm-hmm. My face up to it. I'm just excited with a new toy.
Nice. So, what was your morning like, Mike?
Yeah, what did you do this morning?
I got up with our guests and watched my young son play with his friend Jake, and they had a wonderful time together, and it was just delightful. And this is great. I feel like now I could do the show anywhere.
Said that before. Remember what happened?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, these friends that you have, is this the guy in Maine that makes his own apple cider and built like a grape arbor and all that stuff?
Yes.
Handy guy. What was his name, Philip?
Well, I'm trying to get him to do home repairs, but he's not having any.
Do you still have tape on the toilet seat?
No, I replaced the toilet seat. I actually figured it out, and I got the right wrench, and I did it, and then it broke again. Then it broke again, though. The screw came out of the back of it, so we're kind of just laying it there because I don't want to get... I'm going to get a plastic one.
Mike, are you talking to the side of the phone with the holes in it? What's going on? Are you back
I'm
on speaker?
I'm talking to Mike right now. That should sound okay, right?
I think you're using your microphone voice because he should be much clearer.
He should be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talk right into that.
Well, maybe that's a problem.
Oh no, that's much better. You sound much better now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right now, Mike is using his iPhone.
Oh, my goodness.
Like a duck bill, as he always does.
I'm gonna hang up then.
Are you? You know what? You look like that. Really
you
is.
Want me to?
That really is the way an old person
hey,
would
Mike,
use an iPhone.
Hey, Mike. One more thing.
How's it?
All right, we hung up on him. All right, moving on.
That's the old
I've
bit.
Been waiting for years to do that. Years.
That's the old bit.
Did you hang up on me?
Yes.
Yeah, he did what you guys used to do to me. He asked you one question, and the first syllable of your reply, he hung up.
That's an old shtick that we did on the old show.
Satisfying.
Yes, that's satisfying. That's wonderful. All right, open the den. It's not about us.
No,
it's not about the phones.
No, it's
at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-MORE. That's right. That's the new phone number where you can call at any time.
One time.
888-920-MORE to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you'd like to call the show, the people that are streaming us right now, you might very well be the very first person, very first call that we take on the Mike O'Mara Show at 888-920-MORE.
Caller one could win the Power Porsche.
Well, no, he is caller one.
Technically, so I get the car.
Yeah,
you do. And Mike, guess what's in the glove box? $500 in gas money.
Let me ask this. How will I, and I see a phone ringing. I see a phone ringing.
No, no, it's not ringing yet.
It's not ringing yet?
No, not ringing yet. I'll give you a thumbs up when we have a call. Fair?
How many people stream it live? Like a minuscule amount of our audience.
A good six.
Six people? Very good. All right. Happy belated birthday.
Someone's calling.
Hold it before you go.
The first one.
Oh, this is huge. Are we going to take a call?
Huge.
Okay. Go ahead.
On the air.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello.
They hung up on us. They hung up. How dare
Somebody
they?
Hung up on us.
Yes.
That is unacceptable. That is a now it's difficult to go on with the mailbag because I simply want
someone's
to,
calling
wait for
the phone. Caller three technically
right.
All right, let's open they're up gone. The phone
okay.
lines.
And then
they're back. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Wow, Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi,
yes,
is it me?
Yeah, hi, hi. Who? No, let me do the driving. Thank you, Rob. Hi, who's this?
This is Craig. Am I your first caller?
Technically, Craig, I was the first caller, but you are now the first listener that we've spoken to on the Mike O'Mara Show at 888-920-MORE, at 888-920-MORE. Yes.
Is it too early to get a fish sandwich?
Hang up on him. Hang up. That's a win. That is a win. I'm happy with that. That's right. Yes.
Before we do the letters, I have a present that I'd like
okay.
to present. This comes from
right,
my
good.
Father, Horny Bob Spiewak,
who
went on an eBay buying jag and found this for Pony.
Oh.
Now, Pony, this is a gift for you, and I want you to know, he says he does not encourage your smoking. This is not to encourage you smoking. This is a conversation piece. It is my
look at that.
A 1960s vintage Winston lighter. And that's Winston
that's
Pony's
so nice
brand.
Of him. Look at that.
does it light?
It will if he can find a flint. Because you know what? It's amazing. As you look around the round world, not a lot of druggists are selling flints anymore.
Flints?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at that. Oh, wow.
Look how excited
look at
he
that.
Is, too.
Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah.
Pony, that would be pretty cool to, like, whip that out, you know, when you're, you know, doing your smoker's corner somewhere. I think that'd be kind of, that would impress a chick with
like, oh,
with
he's
a
so retro.
Hat.
Yeah. What do you think, Lou? Does that make him sexier?
Lou's like, he smokes.
Right. What a lovely gift. Yeah. What a lovely gift. And the gift, of course, that he gives all of us every day are those fine pictures.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Let's get right to the mailbag today. Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. Happy belated birthday to Laura Medicus, who has been a fan of the show ever since she was physically forced to listen by her husband. It's interesting. Physically forced to listen. I wonder how that went down.
Oh, I'd like a
very
video.
Curious about that. Yeah. Times change. Now she's the one who forces him to listen, alone, shivering, and afraid. This is interesting. At times, he can even hear her mirthful cackle from afar as he, bound and gagged in the closet, is force-fed his precious TMOS through a funnel digging into his ear canal. Good times. Thank you, Laura. That's
I know what you're
letter.
Thinking,
I like
that I wrote that. I did not write that. That comes syllable for syllable from that screwed up woman.
That's boy, this is an interesting name. Mark Mahanger turns 46 today, and all he wants for the Jamaican jerk is to tell his jerk kids, Juliet and Jonah, to stop fighting. Please. So he doesn't say how old they are, so I'm not sure how traumatic this will be, but can't resist. Jamaican. There we are.
Big win.
Oh,
yeah, man. Who the little underachieving kids that ain't going to amount to nothing, man? That's right. They got to go to trade school. They ain't going to do nothing with their lives. You know, most mamas and daddies want their kids to be president of the United States. No, man. Not Juliet and Jonah. All they do is pull each other's hair out, man, all the time because they're not bright kids. That's the problem, man. And I got to tell you, Mark, you know, you're not a good daddy at all. You got to be a taskmaster. You get a disc jockey to do a character, man, and get the kids to stop fighting, man. Grow a set of balls, man. Grow a big set of balls, man, and discipline your own children, man, you incredible loser, man. Jamaican jerk out.
Janine Allgood turned 39 on February 23rd as she loves Mike's side-splitting tales of Beluga because, like the O'Maras, she's the mother of a 16-year-old, 32-pound, blind and deaf pug named Peanut.
Oh, Peanut.
She wants Mike to know that pugs do get older, but they won't ever die. I don't think Beluga's ever going to die.
Can I play this tape for Beluga, Mike? Please?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you.
We'll never be sick. We won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
That's Beluga.
That's exciting. I will say, I really shouldn't cop to this, but there have been a number of times when I'll be out in the morning, especially in the morning, early, sure, when I'm all by myself, and he's over there with his third dump, and I look, and quietly under my breath, I go, please die. I'm so embarrassed. That
I've heard that from Carrie.
Yeah. That's terrible. Young master David Page has his first birthday in 4 years this Monday. Does Dick Queasy have any leap year specials on the menu? Let's see what happens. Okay, let's spin it. All right. Lobster, lobster, blank space. No, Dick Queasy doesn't have any leap year specials.
Sad, isn't it?
Sorry.
I submitted his name for Down East Magazine's Restaurant of the Year.
Way to go, Oscar. That's great. Hi, TMOS. I'm surprised that with Rob's super OCD, one-time news, open, closed, audio vault door, etc., that you haven't brought back the BAMP with the return of the Earth, Wind, and Fire closing music. Please bring back the BAMP. I hate the birthdays, but I love you very, very much. Best, Aaron Langenbeck, chief BAMF enthusiast and birthday segment hater, Richmond, California. Do you have the BAMF for this guy?
Yes, we can do one here. I don't know that I want to bring it back at the end of the show. I think that's sort of yesterday's news, but
well, it's your call.
Let's look backwards.
I like that.
That sounded good. Anyway, I'm moving right along. Hello, boys. I just wanted to share some news with you. It's the birth of my sixth. Yes, sixth grandbaby. Wow, grandbaby. And believe me, if you ever really want to make an entrance, just defy the three ultrasound texts that said, it's a boy, by entering the world, kicking and screaming, I'm a girl! Kind of like Caitlyn Jenner. That's the editor's note. That came from Rob's.
Nice job.
Well, you know, it's just you know, trying to make it current.
So yeah. Sensitive.
Let me say, Miss Olivia Michelle... Miss Olivia Michelle Sine. We had a Sine next to my grandmother's house growing up. The Sines lived
Sine
down
O'Connor?
No, the Sines was, were their last names.
Oh, I see.
Interesting couple.
What was their deal? What was their deal?
Their
Wade?
Deal. Let me. I'm working on. You know, their deal.
Wade?
I'm working off memory now. Yeah. Their deal was. They were needy. I remember needy. I remember she was needy. The mom was super needy.
Now, when you
and,
say
and
that,
had a
you
lot
mean
of health issues.
Emotionally needy, not like they were poor.
No, they weren't like needy. Well, it wasn't. Needy. They weren't rich. They weren't rich. I mean, right. make no mistake. These were tiny. I mean, teeny tiny houses that my grandparents lived in. But they. I just remember a lot of medical issues and a lot of whining and complaining from Mrs. Sine.
Mrs.
Sine. Probably long gone.
And poor Mr. Sine, serial cheater.
He was he was kind of an everyman, like a super handyman doing stuff all the time.
Oh, like Matthew Bloom.
That's right.
There you go. So anyway, Olivia Michelle Sine Eppinger, that's her, I guess her Sine's her maiden name,
yes.
Took her parents by surprise when her mama decided to check one more time for boy parts. Oh, this is another, this seems to be a theme today.
No, this is the same baby. Same
being
baby.
The digital age that it is, daddy had the phone camera ready and caught what is now one of the best new baby photos this family has ever had. Thank you. Is that it? Is that? Do we move on here? Yeah, that's it. That's the. You're reading the same thing I am.
Yeah.
Right?
What did you write?
So the Olivia Sine. You paused. I said, "Is that it?" Your mouth hangs agape, and you didn't know. What are we looking at? Is that it? That seemed just weird.
No, that's the letter continues as you can see. Olivia is the baby.
Well, it continues, but it's separated like it's a new letter. So I wasn't sure.
No, but there's no line.
Okay, thank you, Miss Olivia. Yeah, but you didn't know either. Now you're correcting me.
I'm a little confused here.
You're a little confused.
I don't have it in
front
of me.
I'm going to start at the beginning.
Yes, can we start from the beginning?
Miss Olivia Michelle Sine Eppinger. There's
the problem.
There's the problem right there.
Yeah.
What's that?
Didn't you know a Sine growing up?
Needy family, right?
Stop it. Behave yourself. Miss Olivia Michelle Sine. How about a kid? right? They decided to check one more time for boy parts. It was a girl, correct? So
right.
It was a
girl? Three people had told them it was a boy. Then the kid pops out. It's a girl.
Oh,
it's a surprise. And so when they took the picture, everyone was shocked to not see junk.
Thank you, Miss Olivia, for evening. Not evening, but evening the playing field.
That's the right spelling, isn't it, for evening?
Evening.
I'm not sure. Three grandsons, three granddaughters. Stay tuned for the tiebreaker. Lucky number 7, due in July. Wow, they're going to have more kids.
Does that happen a lot where they give you the wrong sex?
Almost never.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they usually get it right, especially because they never do a false positive on a boy, because if they see the junk, they might miss it. But if they see it, they usually
interesting.
Know.
Yeah. Interesting.
Let me just say, if they had that technology when I was in utero, they probably would have made the same decision. Thank you. Thanks for all you do. Listening to your show keeps me laughing. That's from Stacy Zettel, rhymes with kettle. Hi, Rob, Mike, Oscar, Pony, and the rest. As I am sure you remember, I already had my annual TMOS birthday announcement. Oh, I remember that.
So, wasn't it great?
So why am I writing again? I shall explain. It is to announce the March 3rd birthday of my Facebook friend, noted Canadian Kelly Alistone.
Oh.
She is obviously too proper to write in on her own, as I did.
Proper.
Either that, or she's busy massing on the border for the attack. Besides, her sea husband is technologically Amish, so he is of no help whatsoever. We have funny listeners. Please wish her all the best from Dave Kent. We just did. That's
Dave
wonderful,
Kent.
DJ
Dave.
Name,
thank
huh?
you. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the interns, on February 27th, I will celebrate my quadruple dozen, 48. Even though I am a listener who has heard every podcast, subscribes to the bonus show, and shops through the Amazon link, I've never written into the mailbag or posted on the show page. However, I wanted to tell you this. On December 1st, my sister passed away at the age of 49. Her death was sudden and unexpected. I'm very sorry to hear that. For a few days following her passing, I didn't listen to the podcast because I was busy making arrangements and taking care of her affairs. Ah, what a nightmare. I started listening to the podcast again while walking my sister's dog. I was going in order, and it was the December 3rd podcast that stood out to me. It featured Pony being late, the spider attack, the sugar festival, Carla's spin classes, gathering speed, and Rofo's girlfriend.
Great episode.
Like Mike said, that day, an all-timer. This was the first time that I laughed since that tragic day. I have listened to the episode many times since, and it holds a permanent spot in my MP3 player. Thank you for getting me through a difficult time and keeping the funny, because it does help people. Steve Iwasa, and he's from Sacramento. Steve, what a wonderful letter. Thank you.
Very
I'm
nice.
Sorry
yeah,
about
sweet.
Your sister. Colin Lowry writes, we micro-binged the first 3 hours of vinyl last night.
Hey!
Vinyl's getting a little buzz in our listening audience. What the receptionist ratted Jamie out on was that the Nasty Bits cassette was already headed for Richie when Jamie intercepted it.
Oh.
Jamie was lying when she told Richie that she had seen Kip, Nasty Bits' lead, in the subway and liked his look. We had to rewind to put that all together. I hope this helps. I think you're absolutely right.
It makes sense.
She wasn't just ratting her out about being a... I think everybody knows she's a drug dealer on that show.
Yeah,
right?
Probably, yeah.
Everybody in the office knows, but I'm not sure. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Boom, Boom, Bloom, and the interns. Thank you for all the funny you have provided to us faithful listeners over the years. I purchased the bonus show, shopped through the Amazon link, and to buy my favorite Christmas song, Mel Blanc's The Hat I Got for Christmas Is Too Big.
Might I share that song, Mike? I brought it
absolutely.
In.
This is wonderful. One of my favorites.
And this will make you feel like the holidays, even though we're in the doldrums of February.
1580 KLOU, Lake Charles.
Oscar, you'll like this because it's sort of about your people.
Really?
Yeah, it's about a sombrero, but a big one, Mike.
Yeah, large sombrero.
The hat I got for Christmas is too big.
This is not.
It's nice, but
about
my sombrero
people.
Is too big.
You jerk.
Is
big.
It raining? Is it
no.
snowing?
I can't. I hated see it the first time he played it. I hate it today.
I'll blow it up for you. There we go.
Too big.
That's wonderful. Said he also bought open mic, and let's move on. After 16 years with my long-suffering girlfriend, Brianna, 15 of them living in sin,
Ooh.
We are finally getting hitched. Woo. On February 29th, yes, we are those a-holes. We're having a small, quick ceremony performed by my brother's girlfriend, attended by a few close friends. I've had a small one. I know how that works.
You've had many kinds of weddings.
Yeah.
I've had multiple ones, yes. I've had big, I've had small.
I had the big ones.
I had large, I had really big.
Oh, that was a great one.
And then I had teeny tiny.
Yeah.
I was hoping for marriage tips from Mike and Rob. It couldn't hurt. Thanks, you guys, and keep doing the Lord's work. Sincerely, Justin Casa. Do you have a marriage tip for Justin Casa?
Yeah, here's my tip. Don't think because you're getting married on leap year day, you only have to celebrate your anniversary every 4 years. Make sure you get her a present on the 28th and make it good. Happy All wife, right. happy life, Mike.
Mine is simple. Two words. Prenup.
Yes!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I edited this guy's grammar. I don't think he needs to worry about a prenup.
Okay, very good. No problem at all. And finally, dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Ponyboy, back in November, my wife and I quit our jobs, sold our house in Denver, and hopped on a plane to Auckland. Wow.
How about that?
We are now 1,600 miles into a 2,000-mile hike across New Zealand with only 400 miles to go. I wanted to take a moment to thank you all for the daily podcast and bonus shows all the way down in Auckland.
Can you imagine?
You know, we never really processed that when people all over the world are listening to this show. It's amazing to me. TMOS has kept me sane during the many trials and tribulations of this long journey. I love what you guys do and have been an avid listener since the podcast inception. Today, I leave my douchebag 30s and enter my effort 40s. At this point, all I really want for my birthday is a chance to use a flush toilet. Most days while hiking, I have to walk off trail a bit to dig a small hole in the dirt to poop into. Since it is unlikely that you can provide me with modern plumbing, the traditional TMOS birthday greeting would also be fantastic. We hope to finish by mid-March, and I'll be listening to the podcast as I walk the final miles to the southernmost point of New Zealand. Thanks again for the great show, Lawton from Denver. Well, all the way out there, pooping into a hole, let's give him the traditional, put a little more enthusiasm.
You bet.
To it, shall we?
Yes, ready? Right.
One, two, ready, go.
Happy birthday, mate.
Latrine. Thank you. And now, Rob, start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
See, the 60s, they liked this. They liked
rounder
women. You know what I'm saying?
I guess at that time, yeah.
Think about it. Marilyn Monroe is very round. Very much more curvaceous than what they have now. And it's coming back a little bit now. Christie Brinkley now is a little fuller body.
What do you got?
She's beautiful.
You like that look?
Uh-oh. I'd love to look like her.
Really?
But not upstate. I mean, there's nothing going on.
Nothing up.
Oh, grow up. I don't even get it. Johnny, you've met her. Christie Brinkley's a living testament.
She's what? You never can look at me and do these, can you? Tell me about her a little bit.
She's a living testament.
Living testament to that what? Chrissy Brinkley's a living testament that
peroxide causes brain damage.
I see. So true.
She's not that bright of a spokesman. St. Patrick's Day, everyone was wearing green. She thought Gumby had exploded. And she got the virus. But it doesn't matter.
Not bright, no. Because the figure's there.
The figure's there and the look is there.
But don't you think men really like intelligence more when it comes right down to it?
Ah, please. Are we going to go back to that? Are you kidding?
Sure. I mean, it's a brain, you know, a caring person.
No man has ever put his hand up a woman's dress looking for a library card.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why?
Because they get it. And if you are here, ladies and gentlemen, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by our good friends at Harry's. One of my favorite times of the day is in my shower with my wonderful Harry's razor, getting the best shave and knowing that I did not overpay. When did shaving get so incredibly expensive? It wasn't that long ago. When I discovered Harry's, that was out the window. I discovered the best shave of my life, and I also discovered the amazing quality and value that only Harry's can provide. I will never go back. Just like that, I discovered their website. I use it for refills, the best damn shaving gel that I've ever used in my life. Harry's is absolutely the best. You got to try it. If you haven't tried it, they've got a tremendous offer for you. You'll discover their German-engineered five-blade cartridges. That means no cuts and no burn. The quality is 100% guaranteed, and the factory direct pricing means no middleman. That's how they can do it. That's how they can sell them to you, not like the big companies. So be like me and Oscar and Rob. Over 1 million guys have made the switch to Harry's, and thousands more switch every day. You should too. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them for half that price at Harry's? Harry's prices, the starter set, an amazing deal. $15 gets you a razor, the best shaving cream in the world, and three razor blades. Harry's prices are already really low, but I have a special offer for you. I have today's offer for you.
Hot.
Enter the promo code TMOS at checkout and shave $5 off your first order. Stop overpaying for a great shave. Go to Harry's.com right now. Enter the code TMOS at checkout. That's Harry's.com and the code TMOS at checkout. And thank you.
Look at this dome, Mike. This dome visited by Harry's Razor tonight.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful, that's, right? That makes me very happy. Almost as much as the brand new phone number, 888-920-MORE.
You see, here's the thing. You don't benefit a damn thing from
M-O-R-E. I will take another phone call the only from reason the vast streaming audience
it's been
of six
ringing.
That are listening.
We just
right
haven't
now.
Gone to them. Yeah.
It's been ringing, but you haven't
hey,
picked
no.
it up.
No one's calling
Don.
But
now they've
Don
forgotten.
And
what's that?
No one's calling Don.
No one's calling. Thanks, David Edgar. I appreciate that. We're doing a live remote, and David Edgar was back at WAVA, WJFK, I think. Was it AVA or
JFK? No, it was AVA because morning show. Morning
it was
show.
WAVA, and he was back at the studio running the phones, and the worst thing you can say to a disc jockey is, no one's calling, and he did that.
Over the air?
Yep.
Oh, it was so,
oh,
we were so pissed.
No.
We were
I
so
remember,
pissed
you know,
off.
It was before I had ever worked with you, but I remember hearing it. It was like in the opening break, like 6 a.m.
Yes.
And they said, we're going to go to the phones. And there's like
I'd like Stephen Douglas McIntyre to call.
Oh,
at 888-920-MORE. I'm waiting. I'm going to wait now. I'm not going to move forward until we get the first
You know what? I think that's totally fine.
I think
you never ask for anything, Mike.
That's
right. You're just asking for a phone call.
This is really just kind of testing the phone system. And now that it's out there at 888-920-MORE, incidentally, I know you guys were excited about that number. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I dig it.
Well, we'll just wait.
All right, 888-920-MORE.
He doesn't like the number.
No.
I'll be honest with you.
Well, it was easy to get, Mike.
I realize people listen, download this show. You know, we're going to be available, technically, to the majority of our listening audience, tens of thousands of them, at 12:30 Eastern time, and we're an hour and a half away from that, and because we're taping the show,
right? Yes,
right.
Mm-hmm. But we do have an element of people that watch. What is it? The live stream. Do we have six? Is six people watching?
I think
the live
we're up
right
to
now?
Seven right now. Seven.
We're up to seven.
Seven okay. Solid calls.
So we're asking. No, we're really mining for a group of seven people to have the guts and the initiative to. Pick up the phone.
Well, wait.
And call
I think it's important to wait.
920-MORE.
I think the story behind the actual call volume is something that will be revealed as the show evolves.
Wow, he's turning it into an
well,
Agatha Christie thing.
No one knew, including the boys in the studio, that I was going to publicize the number.
Oh, I knew.
Yes.
I knew.
But much like a new toy, when you give me a new toy, it's fantastic. And so, you know, we had that one guy that said, are you serving fish sticks yet or fish sandwiches yet?
Is it too early for a fish sandwich?
That was really good. I should have left it at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I really should have left it.
But do remember this. The actual first on-air call, if we don't count you, which was an experiment, remember this. Our first call ever was someone who hung up on us.
All right, because we're creatures online right now, Rob.
Yes.
I need you to make a post on your Facebook page that you can call the Mike O'Mara Show now. and
this
and
is killing me
number.
Because it's not it's not how we wanted to roll it out.
Then it's well, did you have a way that you wanted to roll it out?
Yeah,
I'd be willing
yeah,
to
not
pull
this.
Off of this.
Yeah, we actually weren't going to roll it out at all. We just wanted to tell you about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
so
you
now
told
it's
everybody.
Out.
Yeah.
Now it's out at 888-920 more.
It sure is, Mike.
Yeah, it really is. And it's out on fire.
It's,
yep.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Well, nobody knows about it. And,
no,
you know,
it's too early. It's too early.
It's
like walking on the moon. Did we really know until they
broadcasted
it?
Did they set up a test shipment in 68?
You can't launch a rocket without rocket fuel.
All right,
fuel.
Here we go. You know, no, to be sir. Honest, we're running a little late already in the show because of the mailbag.
You made me late already.
And so take it.
That's all. It's 1-888-920-MORE?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Well, how come you haven't memorized it yet?
Because we
just got
it set it up yesterday.
Like we just got the green light yesterday. Just yesterday.
And, Mike, it is actually very dicey, peculiar business to get a vanity phone number.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It involves the FCC. It ain't
that's,
easy.
See, that's why, you know, you couldn't get TMOS.
We tried.
Yes.
We did try. It was taken by other Mike O'Mara shows.
I would think and TMOS
Mike,
would be super
Mike,
unusual.
And the TMOS, there's actually a reason behind that we'll talk about later. And we've talked about in the past. You probably just don't remember
yes.
right now. Right. Oh, my God. We've got a call. We've got a call. Excuse us.
We don't want to lose
Well,
him.
Now it's gonna. Now they're going to be multiples because that's how long it takes for everybody to get this. So,
well, I posted it
let
on
Let me
the
know when
Facebook.
You're ready to pick it up.
I'm ready to pick it up once this, for some reason, this mouse doesn't want to get where it needs to be.
Well,
Pony.
We're testing it out. This
Pony.
Is our brand new...
That ain't my mouse.
That ain't my mouse, he says. Mm.
See, this is the virtual world that when you're dealing with the virtual world, it's very...
Not like the old days of hitting a button, right?
Screen. Mm-hmm. Hey, is it like just ringing right now?
It's just ringing.
So we
can't even
pick it up now.
Hey, you know what would be great?
Now I'm really disappointed. Now
what
I'm
do you want
disturbed.
Me to do?
Pony? How about this? Why don't we put the thing out on Facebook that says you can call now live, but then let's block all the lines?
So that bit about the lines were tested.
Yes.
Did that happen? Or,
we tested all the lines.
Not knowing what we're doing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's the batteries in the keyboard is what it
it's
is.
It's a battery
Mike.
Issue.
What kind of batteries are they?
Double A.
Can you show me the batteries?
Double
can you show
A.
me the, show me the batteries to the double A. Thank you. I'm talking about brand.
Mike, you're a brand shopper.
Let's see what kind of brand.
They're cheap brand.
Oh, shocker. Shocker that what I don't even know what the brand is. Get the Duracells. Get the Duracells. What's the brand, Rob?
It's Max Alkaline.
It's CVS quality. Max Alkaline.
And, you know, they're probably built by Eveready. I mean, it's not like there's a guy in the back of the CVS that's making
batteries. No, you don't. Now, Mr. Brand Name, do you buy knockoff batteries for your home?
Oh, I got it. Here we go. Mike, the caller is live on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hello. You're on the Mike O'Mara show.
This is Rofo.
This is not Rofo. Is your name Rofo?
Yeah, my name is Rofo. I thought the bit was you picked up on the third ring.
Wait,
what, this
Rob
is Rofo?
Ford?
Rofo, you're really calling?
From the out, your room outside the studio, you jerk.
This is Rob Ford from the Tony Perkins Show.
Oh, what a dick. He's plugging
Hang
the
up.
Show.
I'm really pissed off. I'm really pissed off at that. That's really rude. That's really, really rude. I hate the phones. I hate the phones. We're blowing it up. I want the money back. I want my money back. We're going to take a break.
It's all your fault. You gave out the number.
Uh-huh. We'll come back with more.
The Tony Perkins Show.
What you done?
Hey, speaking of the Tony Perkins Show, Mike, we have a promo coming up. I know you'll be pleased to hear it.
Thanks so much, Rob. That's good. Play it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And Gary is back with us live in studio.
Yay!
Welcome back. On this episode, Gary tells us why he prefers boyish women.
Wow.
Also, Rob Ford cheats death. It's chock full. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Check on Gary Stein. Make sure he's okay. Okay. Make sure he's all right.
Under his nose.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Vistaprint, the best for small business owners. They offer just about everything you need for your home and office needs, like postcards, flyers,
Flyers,
banners, apparel. But trust me, Nothing beats their business cards. You got to have cards. Am I right?
Right.
But right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, which means your clients are going to remember you. We love them, and keep sending me your Vistaprint cards. I love them. Rob's got another batch coming to me from D.C., and I'm going to have them for you on the show next week. Cards with customized text, color, design, front and back. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish. Use a Vistaplate template or your own logo. Vistaprint does it all to make you look great. Great quality, easy to customize. Your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. We've loved Vistaprint for years.
The best.
If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint makes it right. Just remember to use our code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is the house guest season down here in South Florida. We
Hotel
have guests.
Hotel de Coconut. Exactly.
Yes.
It's full
swing. Hotel de Coconut is now open, and the guests arrived yesterday during the Gates of Hell opening with tornadoes again and horrible weather. The whole Eastern Seaboard going through this amazing weather. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is stuff that we used to get in the spring. Now we get it in the middle of the winter.
Yeah.
That's the
got it last night here as well.
There were actually there were horrible tornadoes.
Do you want to hold on just a second? Do you want to start that again?
There were horrible tornadoes just outside of Richmond with deaths. I mean, and that's not Tornado Alley. It's very very shut down.
I thought it was
city.
The big one. We had to get the paddles.
Well, no, Oscar, you speak right. You were hoping it was the big
no.
one.
No, I mean, it's more work for me.
How could that be?
It's scary. We've gotten a couple of them, probably four systems that have come through here.
Lou told me we've got another call.
Lou has found a new job.
Well,
yeah.
let's take a phone. I hope it's not Rofo again. All right, another call coming in at 920-MORE, 888-920-MORE. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My caller, 100?
Hang up on him. That's it. That's good. I like that. That's fantastic.
I can tell Lou's going to be a great phone screener because she was on top of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody else in the room would know.
No.
This is basically, if I can do my visual of everybody else in the room.
But Lou, we've got another call, Mike. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. And don't blame me, Mike. I'm still busy looking for the word tornado.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones right now. Hello, the
phone
number
scan.
Is 888-920-MORE. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello,
female.
Hi, who's this?
It's Kelly Larsima.
Kelly, what are you wearing?
T-shirt.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Damn. That offended her. Did we offend our caller? Was that the first offended caller that we got? That's
very
exciting.
I can't imagine that would offend her. She is a
She's
double
still
P1.
There. She's technically still on the line.
Are you there,
Kelly?
Kelly,
are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we thought you hung up on us.
ID?
There was a
I think
nasty,
there's another call coming in.
Oh, so it's like
now.
Call
now
waiting?
Is that? Hold on, Rob. Hold on a second. Is that our phone doing that?
It shouldn't be our phone. It could be her.
We're
phone.
We're gonna get a beep.
No,
when
it's her. It's her phone. Her phone.
Kelly, are you getting caller waiting? Caller ID? Caller waiting? Or
another call coming in is what you're looking for?
Yes.
Nope, I had nothing calling me.
Oh, well,
that's sad.
Well, we heard a beep, and it was saying, Kelly, how are you enjoying the brand new 888-920-MORE?
I like it. It's easy to use.
Ah, that's good. Easy to use. That's why we implemented that for you, the listeners, so it wouldn't be easy to use, so you could reach out and touch us. And really, this is our first female caller,
yes.
And that deserves a round of applause. I'm very happy about that.
Kelly?
Yes.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I go way, way back to the Wave of Days.
First
episode of the Wave of Show. So I've been listening to all the iterations, yes.
Okay, I'm realizing that I need to have some shorthand with the guys back in studio that will indicate that the call has concluded. So, Rob, it's subtle when you hear this. Kelly, thanks so much for calling. I truly appreciate it. I guess, Oscar, you're running the phone, so yeah. I'll be communicating that with you. So, Oscar, just listen to this. Remind yourself of this sound. When you hear this, and I could be having a very pleasant conversation.
Yes.
Well, you know, for example, I could say, well, it's really good talking to you, but unfortunately, we have to move on. That's what we'll do.
Mike, there's like another call, Mike. I don't know.
Now,
what to tell
now the floodgates have opened.
Exactly.
888-920-MORE. Yes.
My God.
What a shame. What
Ron
a shame.
Ake Ronson. I had his name. It pulls up. This is beautiful.
From Las Vegas.
Mike,
I know that guy.
For the first time ever on call screen software, you have the caller ID.
Yeah.
Before at JFK, you just didn't have it back in the day. Now you see everybody's name.
Okay, so I think that really, let's see, let's go to Oscar. You can initiate the call since you're pressing the buttons and say, let's say hi to Bubba and give the name, and we'll do it that way.
Okay.
I think that's the way we should
Would
do
you
that.
Like, so like a flash card with a big red X that's like goodbye?
I think that would be great.
Yeah, and that would be a little more subtle than the
Like America's Got
you know,
Talent.
So I give you a visual cue. I will design one this afternoon, and I will bring it. I will bring it to the show. Because and incidentally, I know you want to roll it out, but it is fun. It's a new toy. You know, it adds a little new zest to the show. Mm-hmm. And I think when we roll it out today, Rob, are you going to be rolling out the information for everybody today? Is that how were we planning to roll it
out?
Well,
the rollout
was there a plan?
Yes, there was a plan. The rollout was actually to
it was going to walk hand in hand with another feature.
Yeah, with another feature. And
I blew it. Yeah.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
Say not that you ruined it, but I'll say this. Let's say there was a big present under the tree for Christmas, and it was there since the 17th. And on the 18th, you unwrapped it, but you didn't open the box.
You didn't open the box.
So everyone knows you got a bike. You're just not allowed to ride the bike
yet. Yeah, you can't ride it yet because it's snowing outside.
It is, and there's no chains on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you have training wheels, so you technically have to learn how to ride the bike first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's other things. There's a bell and a horn and a basket. We're going to put all those on the bike, but we haven't done it yet.
I'm a little distracted. I'm a little distracted simply because we have our first guests of the season. These are the first official real. We had Jerky. Jerky started the season. Then we have our friends from Maine. And are you playing me out already?
I was playing Be Our Guest. I thought it started colder than
be
this.
Our
I'm
guest.
Sorry.
All right. You know, I told you I'm confused. Don't confuse me more.
I'm sorry,
trying to
Mike.
Figure out what's going on.
It's a lot of stuff going on at Hotel de Coconut.
The Our Guest. Our Guest. With your thing on Tuesday. They were here. They arrived early. Because they were going to come over from the East Coast and then go to the beach, but the gates of hell opened. And so we said, come ahead. We're just dressing. Just going to a charity do. And they
Fred
came
Thompson
across.
Is Superman.
And they arrived, and then the storms came, and they weren't severe like in certain parts of our area, so we dodged a bullet. We were okay with that. And then I ran out and bought some meat because we were going to grill meat for our guests. And so I came back, and then I had a Michelob Ultra and two Irish whiskeys, and that's all it takes for me now.
How big are the whiskeys?
They were normal whiskeys. They were single shots.
Like two ounces each, maybe?
They probably right around that mark. And then we dined, and then it was probably 6:30, and I brought my son into our bedroom to watch one tune before bed. He gets to see one cartoon before he goes to bed, and then he said, okay, Dad. I said, are you ready for night? And he said, yeah. I said, Daddy is too. Daddy's tired too. And so I said, Carla, can you get him to bed? And Carla put him to bed. She took him out of the bedroom. I put my head back on the pillow, and I woke up at 9:00, and everybody had already turned in. Carla came in.
That's the worst.
Carla came in and said to me, did you fall asleep? I said, yeah. And the guests had already like turned. So I kind of passed out on our guests.
I'm the host with the most. It wouldn't have been as bad if you had slept through till morning, but it's bad when you wake up in the dead of night. And you were probably
then I was up.
Ready to go again, right?
Then I was up watching, CNN and a bunch of other different stuff, and I couldn't get back to sleep. So my sleep patterns are completely messed up, and it's just, it's fine. Everybody's so cool.
No one thought to come get you?
I have to stress how little space I have down here. This studio where I'm broadcasting from, this is our guest room. Mm-hmm. That is what we do. So I jam everything in the corner and I put the big screen up so nobody can see anything. And little hands, they've got a young son, don't touch any of my stuff. And then I kind of inform the guests that, you know, welcome, enjoy your relaxing time in Florida, but understand that there's going to be a time
it's
when you need
showtime.
To vacate the room. It's showtime. You need to get. And I hope you don't mind at 6:45 that a computer starts buzzing, a printer in the background as I'm, you know, printing stuff out.
And
show
no one, the teletype starts at 6.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
UPI. No one thought last night to check on you and wake you for the evening's festivities. Were you that inconsequential to the visit?
I was that inconsequential to the visit. That is absolutely perfect. No one gave a rat's ass about me. I have to accept reality. In this little world, I think of myself as a cog that is somewhat important. I feel people care.
Yes.
Outside of here, my social life down here, my golf life down here, my family up in Maine, everybody around. I am really way, way, way down the food chain. I am not a relevant person.
You're George Jetson.
Yes, I am George Jetson. Yeah. Jane, stop this crazy thing. I do not matter. And Rob has just cemented it. I did not matter to our guests. I just realized that this very moment. I passed out and no one said, where's Mike?
Yeah.
No, it was just they went on with, and they're out doing something now, and I'm working, and they don't care.
One of the worst fights I ever had with Carrie. We were down at my dad's beach place, and there was a big shindig going on, and she took a nap, and no one came and got her. And she woke up at like 10 o'clock and came down, and everyone was plowed. I mean, because we had had like a 3-hour head start, and she said, did no one think to wake me up? I said, we've never done it before.
We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, maybe more of your phone calls at 888-920-MORE.
They're here. They're here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're here. We're getting phone calls. We'll take some more when we come back, yay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Blue Apron. You will too. It's cold outside, so there's no better time to put your warm and cozy kitchen to use, and Blue Apron makes it easy. Besides, cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. Stay home and stay warm with a fresh-cooked meal. Oh, God, do I love Blue Apron. Mm. We eat it all the time. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store, no more sad takeout. No matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like roast pork and smashed potatoes with apple, walnut, and goat cheese.
Oh,
so
man.
Hearty and delish. Or mushu vegetables. My mouth is watering. I love this stuff. Plus, you'll be cooking with ingredients you've never used before. Learning has never been more delicious. All the recipes between 500 and 700 calories per portion. And they got the pictures there. They've got all the stuff for you. All the ingredients, all the protein, all the produce, all the seasonings. And it's easy. It's fail-safe. And right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and our guests have arrived.
Oh, they're here. Very good.
Yes, I'm not going to burden them with an appearance on the show. That's not necessary.
Gauge them as people that would feel if you were to invite them on the show, would they see it as a burden? Would they be thrilled? Would they be nervous?
Don't really know. So when it's a great unknown, I choose to say negatory. Besides, we've got phone calls. Go ahead, Oscar.
All right, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
This is Ronnie Grassam in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, Ronnie!
Yeah. Hi there.
There we go. What's up, gentlemen? How are you guys doing?
Our favorite guy in Vegas and having a great time out there. Are you still? Are you allowed to say what fabulous hotel you work for, sir?
Yes, I am, sir. Actually, I'm going to be moving to a different venue, but right now I'm at Tao Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, Mike.
That's right, baby.
The hottest nightclub in
King,
Vegas.
Yeah. The keys of the kingdom,
yeah,
man
exactly.
has.
That's right. Your nickname on the show will henceforth be Bottle Service.
Absolutely. For you, Mike, that means two bottles for you.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I like that. All right, fantastic. Keep supporting the show and keep killing me. And oh, sorry, that's it. Even though he's a dedicated listener, we got to be quick. We got to be quick. We got to be. Oh, by the way, when we get multiple calls, do they stack? Or
they roll
do
through, and that's the next. That's actually what we're going to put in place today. Yes. Yesterday, we had to make sure we had all four lines. There are four different lines that actually we have for different numbers, and they're going to roll down. That's how it stacks. Okay.
But they'll all be accessed by that phone number that you love so bad.
Yes.
888-920-MORE, Rob. 888-920-MORE. Anybody
Mike,
wants to call this show?
This
yes.
unit right here will be in the other room where we're actually going to have either Lou or Maddie or Rachel or Mac all screen the call. So we'll have them in the queue.
But not Adrian.
With a subject matter just like the old telephone.
Just like
system,
the old
right?
days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so much fun. I love that. I truly love that. Do you remember when we first, this is how old a broadcaster I am. Do you remember when we first got texting? On in the studio at WJFK.
Oh, I
remember when that happened.
The
I
actual
now,
messaging
chat
yeah.
groups. It happens 24/7. I don't watch it during the show anymore because I was so totally distracted by text messages when they first came into the show, and it was
instant
it, I literally
feedback.
Was paralyzed.
The
I
was the
do
was
it,
the when they rolled it out? They called it instant feedback.
Yeah, I remember you used to get in fights with listeners on instant feedback, and I said, "Someone take away the machine from him." Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was horrible. It was horrible. I truly hated it. I really did.
Many times,
it, but
we
I loved
hear,
it at the same time.
We would hear you say, "Hold on a second," and then just the clicking of a keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like in mid-thought, and then he's just, hold on. There you go. I got to do this with you right now. I want to share this story because I was fascinated by this. Anytime there is a, anytime there's something that appeals to me regarding saving people a bad health experience,
yes,
I will pass it along. This, when did this story come out? What date was this? This was on the 21st, a few days ago.
Okay.
According to the World News Daily Report blog, the Food and Drug Administration caught several illegal containers originating from China. No, this is not for you, Lou. This is not. Please do not be offended, even though it's coming in from China. The Food and Drug Administration inspectors seized these containers at the port of San Francisco, California, and they were shipping meat in as chicken wings, I believe. And unfortunately, they found out that all the chicken that was in this pounds and pounds and pounds was rat meat.
Oh, not okay.
That means the FDA inspectors caught, seized, and destroyed thousands of pounds of illegal rat meat, and they warn that there may be another, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
300,000 pounds of counterfeit rat meat still in motion.
Oh, so counterfeit chicken meat that's actually rat meat.
Yes, it's sold as chicken.
Doesn't that make you think twice about the chicken you're eating, though? Is rat really that good?
Well, I've eaten rat. I've eaten
well, there's
rat.
A reason. I'm just not sharing this with you because I want to share it. I had to share it because, well, I'll just get right to it.
All right.
One of the FDA inspectors, his name was Ronald Jones, said that the Super Bowl is a period where chicken wings are in high demand. And where restaurants and grocery stores often face a penury. What is a penury, Rob? Do you know what that is? I have no
I'll
idea
look it
what
up.
That means.
P-N-U-R-Y?
He also added that the United States laws prohibit the import and sales of rat meat as a regular item. The illegal market is perfect for this type of illegal meat. You should know that there is nothing dangerous about consuming rat meat if it's properly cooked, but it is still illegal to import and to sell.
Yeah. Make sure you get that internal temperature up to 165 before you eat that rat.
Yeah, I'm just I'm curious.
Scarcity, Mike.
You know,
oh, it's scarcity of rat.
This
meat.
This coincided. So it's a scarcity of it. Tough to get. Did anybody? And I look. I don't mean to throw anybody on the bus. Did anybody check and see was Jimmy offering? Was Jimmy offering a particularly sweet deal?
How
during
dare
this?
You?
I know.
How
I'm
dare
just
you?
Kidding.
That man. That's just, all he lives off is his wings.
I know.
His wings.
Are they made
and
of
I,
chicken?
You know, I don't see any pictures.
The
weird thing was
I did go to Jimmy's for the Super Bowl and I got wings and what he said to me was the tail is the best part.
That's terrible.
It's so wrong.
Okay, so it says here you should be careful and eat homemade and unprocessed food. I'm sorry, but if you're going to the grocery store to get meat, according to a 2014 FDA study, almost 36 million pounds of illegal counterfeit meat is sold in the United States every year.
Counterfeit meat.
36 million pounds of illegal counterfeit meat.
Well, I know this, Mike. I know I've told you this, but it bears repeating here. I'm pretty sure when I was in France, I ate horse. Because I ordered a steak that was shaped like no steak I've ever seen. And I ate it, and it was okay, but it didn't taste quite right. And here's the weird thing. The grain on the meat was not beef, if that makes any sense. You know, like when you cut a steak, it just wasn't right. And so we went back, and this was before, really, you know, you could Google stuff. We did a little research. We found out that they do serve
horse. Is that how you identified it, the grain?
There was a lot of weird things about it. It was not, let me put it to you this way, buddy. It was not a filet mignon.
Mike, we've been railroaded. We all have believed this story, apparently. When I was doing the research.
Hey, this steak still has marks where the jockey was hitting it.
Hey, Wilbur.
Never mind.
No, what?
Look, and this is, there are over 300,000 people that have shared this story. Apparently, it's coming from a publication that is known to spread false stories. So, yes, this website is known to be a website that just looks for click-throughs, so they create fake stories.
We've been duped.
So that the million pounds of rat meat is a fake story?
It's a fake story.
Oh, we're rude.
This is off Snopes. No, but we're not the only ones. It's been shared over 300,000 times.
That's big. All right, here it is. This says natural. See, now, you have to be careful about the sourcing because it might not be the original. This says Natural Healing Magazine. That is the that is where this comes from right here. NaturalHealingMagazine.com. But they might have picked it up
and have
from another source.
But I've never heard of that source either. But the original source is the World News Daily. And apparently
there it is, WNBR, yes. World News Daily
their
Report.
Their claim to fame is in the Philippines, a child was born with stigmata.
Oh no! That just goes to show I can't do this anymore. You never know what's true and what's not true.
It's not your fault, Mike. I usually I love railroading you, but this is not the case.
They say at the end of this that almost 36 million pounds of illegal counterfeit meat is sold in the United States every year. Is that verifiable? I mean, is there any way
I can't speak to that. They specifically talk about the story about the wings.
The rat meat.
Before the Super Bowl and how there's a scarcity, so different producers churn to that meat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and also they're known for a lottery winner that had just died after gold plating his testicles, so they're known for that story as well.
I've seen that one. Yes. I've seen that one. Yes. That's a lie story as well.
Yes, a 14-year-old virgin was impregnated by the flu shot. They're known for that story too.
Yeah. Well, there's the source. The source right here is according to the World News Daily Report. So there it is. That's the source.
Hey, Maureen,
so it's a complete.
We're off the hook. It turned out to be fake.
I'm as culpable as the Natural Healing Magazine. I'm doing the exact same thing. It jumped out at me. How do we, Oscar? Is there any way to police all this stuff? How is there? Is there any way of really ever being 100% sure that a story isn't coming from a source like this?
I think that's why there is a cyclical turn to these. The Washington Post of the world and the New York Times and the Wall Street Journals, because these fly-by-night publications are getting so much run that a lot of people are turning back to your historical, really
papers
credible
of
papers of record that'll allow you
this.
To really believe the story.
Then let me do this, okay? An unnamed source contacted us at the Mike O'Mara Show to tell me that early in his 20s, Donald Trump went to a plastic surgeon in New York City to have a 666 removed from his scalp line. He had a 666 birthmark that was removed from his scalp line, according to an unnamed source. That is sources. We don't know whether it's true. But I have it on the authority of this source who sent us an email, which we then destroyed, that said Donald Trump had a plastic surgeon when he was 24 erase the mark of the devil from his scalp line.
24. Age 24. That's it.
24.
Also, this,
is, yes.
is this just in, Mike? Apparently, a meth using babysitter ate a toddler.
Oh. Oh, my God. You know what? Eating a toddler, that's worse than eating rat.
According to the World News Daily.
That's where I get all my news. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, and then the babysitter was heard to exclaim, like my body. And then she said, this is not the best toddler I've ever eaten.
Brad.
Anyway, Brad. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara, host of Political Persuasions. A lot of you have been talking to me about this show that's going to be debuting on the More Network, and I'd like you to be a part of it. We tape our first Political Persuasions episode next Tuesday, and I'll be talking to you, the listeners, about our crazy political landscape. Now, if you want to be a participant on Political Persuasions, all you have to do is send me an email explaining why. I want to know your politics. I want to know what you have to say, and you don't have to agree with me. All you do is send an email to politics@mikeomarashow.com. Then get ready, because next Tuesday, we're going to be taping our first episode of America's favorite new political talk show. It's Political Persuasions on the More Network, and I want to hear from you. Once again, send an email to politics@mikeomarashow.com. Then get ready. Political Persuasions makes its debut next Tuesday, and I want you, I'm pointing at you like Uncle Sam, to be a part of it. We'll see you then. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Headspace. Let's be honest, most of your problems start in your mind. Whether it's fear, anger, stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness, they all begin in your head and they slowly wreck your life. Some people just get completely overwhelmed. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can make a major difference, and you can do it in just 10 minutes a day, and you will be amazed, like I was, at how totally easy it is to do. It's called Guided Meditation, and it's the new Headspace app. This is so good for you. It really, really is. It relaxed me like no other thing can relax me. Headspace is meditation made simple. Meditation is rooted in thousands of years of tradition. It's been around for a very, very long time. And studies, many scientific studies, have shown that it has incredibly positive effects, like improved focus, relationship harmony, not to mention decreased anxiety and lowered stress. Who would not want a little lower stress in their lives? Join over 5 million users already getting some Headspace for free. That's right, I said you can get Headspace for free right now. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program is 100% free, and it's a way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today.
News.
It's official. Facebook replaced the like button with 6 emojis you can choose from. Big day for Facebook. They announced that they were doing it back in October, but the like button is so famous, you had to wonder if they'd actually go through with it. Well, they did. They just pulled the trigger. As of yesterday, instead of just being able to like a post, you have 6 emoji choices. And we go to our Facebook expert, the man that lives there, doesn't do anything else when he leaves the studio other than sit on Facebook all day long. Have you used any of the new emojis yet?
Hate the new emojis.
Oh, why?
You hate them.
Hate them.
It's change.
It complicates. Yep. Well, it complicates
change.
Things.
Change.
It complicates it. I feel this. The like is simplistic enough that if you like something or you offer your support, you can click it. Now it's a choice. If you want to go deeper, type 6 words. You know what? If you feel sorry for someone, say, I'm sorry for you.
But isn't it?
Yeah, but I will also say that when somebody, if somebody puts something about somebody who passed away, and it's a lovely, I don't feel like putting like on that is, mm-hmm.
well,
is
I think
comfortable.
It's, well,
I think
it's acceptable, though, because that's the, I mean, 2 weeks ago, it would have been acceptable. They're not thinking that you're glad that their grandparents died.
Yeah.
They're liking the fact that they posted it, and they're sharing it. And I mean, right. I understand the fact that you would be a little, you know, conflicted with it, but if you look at it as the only choice, it's like a vote of support.
But there's no other, I guess the logic here is you never have to pause now to see, say that you want to express your emotion. Now you can just choose quickly And yeah, it is the dumbing down of a post, but for you, instead of have a boss birthday, if they had a birthday cake, all you had to do is post that.
Oh, okay, that's good. Thank you, Oscar, for weighing in.
Thumbs up for like, a heart for love, a laughing face for ha-ha, a shock face for wow, a crying face for sad. That's when I could use a
there's
lot.
A crying face for if you don't like your co-host also.
A mad face for anger. Originally, there was going to be a seventh choice, a happy face for yay, but it didn't make the cut. Maybe they thought it was redundant since there already is a like and laughing face. If you want to use them, just look underneath any post on Facebook and put your mouse on the word like. The six emojis will pop up, and you can choose one. And I don't know. I'll still
my
the jury's
favorite
out,
emoji
as far as
is Mike passed out at 6:45. That's
thank
a good
you very
one
much.
Too.
Appreciate it, Rob. Here's a new diet that doesn't require you to cut out any foods, add any foods, or even exercise, but it does require you to pretend that you're in the middle of a kinky bondage session every time you eat. A study at the University of Konstanz in Germany found that an easy trick to lose weight is eat with a blindfold.
Yeah, this is einen blindfolden.
People who ate blindfolded took in 9% fewer calories before they felt full compared to people who could actually see their food. The blindfolded people estimated they'd eaten 80% more calories, 88% more than they actually had. The researchers say blindfolds work for two reasons. Number one, because they stop you from eating for pleasure. Uh-huh. And number two, eating with a blindfold that stops you from following your biological instinct to eat everything in front of you. So,
and also number three, you're eating less calories because you keep missing your mouth.
It ends up on the face. Floor.
Can't see.
Five second roll.
There you go. If Christian Slater was on decent terms with his dad, he isn't anymore. His father, Michael Hawkins, is suing him for $20 million.
Mike Hawkins.
Last year, Christian said his father suffers from manic depressive schizophrenia. Hawkins says that's not true, but it has caused him to be, quote, blacklisted in showbiz. Okay, I don't know what.
Because remember, Mike, 20 years ago, Mike Hawkins was a big deal.
Big
now,
deal.
What happened?
Oh, my God.
Where is he?
He's an 80-year-old former actor and composer who was on the soap operas Ryan's Hope and Love is a Many Splendid Thing in the 70s.
Well, Ryan's Hope was a half-hour soap opera on ABC.
Yeah,
it was
remember.
Garbage. Yeah, we came on right
he
before.
He also had small roles in the Amityville Horror, Mommy Dearest.
Oh, I'd love to know what he's in
Can
Mommy
you find
Dearest.
Out who Mike yes. Hawkins played in Mommy Dearest?
Can we get a picture of Mike Hawkins? And Midnight Run, but he hasn't acted since 1988, so it's unclear why he's expecting jobs now. He's 80 years old, so that's kind of a sad situation.
He'll do well when they bring back Ryan's Hope to the big screen.
Coming this year, Leonardo DiCaprio has had four coming into this year, Leonardo DiCaprio has had four Oscar nominations without a win, but there are people who've had more. Peter O'Toole had 8 without a win.
Wow.
Richard Burton had 7, and several others had 6 and 5. Leo now has with The Revenant. So we'll see if he gets off the schneid. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Okay, so we you guys asked for Michael Hawkins.
Yes.
Michael Hawkins in the Amityville Horror was a New York State trooper.
Okay, so he was an extra.
Yes.
Okay, so basically an extra. That doesn't really matter.
An FBI surveillance agent number 1 in Midnight Run.
Oh, that's a good role.
And he's a Pepsi executive number 2. And Mommy Dearest.
He's at the big table.
He's a day player.
He's a day player. That's it. That's fantastic. Good job. Women are still struggling for equal pay in Hollywood, but for what it's worth, this year's highest paid Oscar nominee, by the way, the Oscars Sunday night, correct?
Yes.
That's, yes.
The
Oscars Domingo.
The highest paid Oscar nominee is Jennifer Lawrence. Thank you, Oscar.
You're welcome.
According to Forbes, she made $52 million between June of 2014 and June of 2015. That's a little out of date, but the site's most recent measurement period. Jennifer was a bit of an outlier. She was number 1 on their previously released highest paid actresses list, and none of the 9 other actresses nominated in the best actress and supporting actress categories made the list at all, which means they made less than $6 million during the same period.
Wow.
That's so sad.
Six
if you
large.
Include men, Robert Downey Jr. made more than her with $80 million during that period, but he isn't nominated for an Oscar this year. Leonardo DiCaprio and Matt Damon are, and they made $29 million and $25 million, respectively. If Jennifer wins on Sunday, it'll be the first time the highest-paid actress has also become an Oscar winner in the same year. Is it Joy that she's nominated
yes.
for?
Yes.
Does she get any back end on the Hunger Game movies? Because that might be where she gets all her money.
No, I think that she was actually complaining that she wasn't being paid as much as her male counterparts there. So
well,
that
I mean,
deal...
I think that's fair because girls are different than boys.
Yeah. Hey, how
Hollywood
dare you.
Money.
Kidding,
and now a little something something. A nurse in California is in hot water for assisting in an emergency surgery while he was more than a little tipsy. This is a 59-year-old male nurse, and I probably shouldn't qualify it in this day and age, but I will because it's funny. I watched Meet the Fockers. The 59-year-old nurse, Richard Pieri, admits he had been at a casino where he drank 4 to 5 beers at the time he was called in a little before midnight on February 4th to help with an emergency appendectomy.
Oh, no.
According to police, there is video footage of him stumbling through the parking lot on his way into the hospital.
Nice.
He even accidentally walks into a concrete barrier.
Oh, it was simply an accident, Mike. Just an accident. Mm.
A colleague anonymously reported the man after noticing that he was having trouble and getting agitated while attempting to perform basic tasks. Like logging into the hospital's simple computer system.
Mike, it is not good when your nurse gets agitated.
Pieri was reportedly charged with DUI, recklessly endangering another person, and public drunkenness. The patient was later readmitted to the hospital for stomach pain.
Ooh.
And the nurse could not be reached for comment, but I understand in a follow-up story he was later caught trying to replace Mr. Jinx with a different cat with paint on it. That's the one I told you I was worrying about at about 7 o'clock. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. The Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Can you believe this?
Rob Spiewak sent us a message saying, hey, do you mind if I bring two other couples with us? And we had to say yes. You have to say yes. It's Rob, the greatest guy in the world.
But. Yeah. Check out this week's Rob and Joe Show Baby Metal for even more.
Any feedback if Mike O'Mara dislikes you? Anybody talk to you about that, Joe?
No, I haven't heard a word about that. I wonder if those guys, I mean, I doubt Mike listens to the show.
Probably not.
So someone will have to report that to him.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Welcome back. I listen to it and I love it.
I never miss an episode.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, I got to hold on. Let me go to my doorbell.
Oh, yeah, we also have a call.
Not before.
But wait a minute. I got to get the commercial in first.
You
got
to get to the door first. Right. I get it now. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that? That sound nice and loud, or should I turn that up?
That
was
good.
Bit?
I think Grandma's Victor. Here.
That's the sound of visitors. Or maybe a package delivery.
Nice.
Or maybe the sound of someone planning to rob you blind.
Oh, not okay.
That's right. 95% of home break-ins happen during the day, and burglars usually start by ringing your doorbell just to see if somebody's home. This is true.
Yep.
I love my Ring video doorbell. I'm using it. To be honest with you, Carl and I are playing with it, okay? We're probably not using it as seriously as other people, but when I'm out and about running errands and I get my Ring video doorbell and it's Carla and Michael that are saying, I love you, Daddy, it's a special time for me. But
cool.
Really, the number one practice for the Ring video doorbell is to see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world just by using a smartphone. Even if someone doesn't ring your doorbell, they have advanced motion detection, and it's got like caller ID for your front door. They will actually see who's at the door. You'll see the packages that were delivered. It records it for you. You can go back and look at it. You can verify who was coming to your door. Installing it, I did it. That's how easy it is. It's on my front door right now. It takes only a few minutes. Put your mind at ease. Protect your home with the Ring video doorbell. It's fantastic. It was named a top 10 gadget by both Time Magazine and USA Today. Our listeners will get free expedited FedEx shipping when they go to ring.com/TMOS. You're going to love your Ring doorbell. I love mine. Ring.com/TMOS. ring.com/TMOS. With the Ring Video Doorbell, you are always home. So go to ring.com/TMOS and rest easy, my friend. Did you want to take a phone call before we get to the audio vault with Rob Spiewak?
Never mind. We're a little backed up, so let's just do this.
All right, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, Feb 25, 2016, Rob Spiewak.
All callers stay on the line. Maybe we'll get to you during the bonus show.
At 888-920-MORE.
We've done this before, but this one was a really funny one. You know, we've played stuff that's recorded in a minor key, in a major key, and it sounds happy. We've played stuff that goes to minor from major, and it sounds sad. Really one of the most recognizable musical cues in motion picture history. Of course, the Imperial March from Empire Strikes Back. So an orchestra rescored it in a major key. Same melody, but in a major key. And it makes Darth Vader seem so nice. Wait till it gets to the hook.
I'm waiting.
He's like he's got a balloon.
Oh, wow.
More Olympic-like than sinister, right?
But isn't that funny? Yeah. I love that. And I love that's the fact that that's a simple mathematical
show. It's
like
a happy.
Yeah.
Just play this again. Turn it up a little bit. And now the athletes are coming into the stadium. We see the Greek team wearing the white fedoras with the Greek national color scarves. And that is Constantine Kachapopoulos. He is the shot putter from Greece, and he will be competing on Thursday. That is, of course, if he can overcome the Zika virus from his mosquito bite that he got when he landed in the Olympic Village.
He got it from banging the wrong broad. Uh-huh. That's where he got it.
The wrong broad.
You know, I look forward to bringing this up again because we have two different interns here today. We have Lou and Maddie. Does it mean anything to you if I say damn, Daniel?
Damn, Daniel. Damn.
Back at it again with the white man.
So yesterday,
it's everywhere, Mike. It is everywhere.
I haven't even seen it.
Oh my god.
Yesterday, Ellen tracked down the two teens.
Okay.
There's Daniel and there's Josh. And the guy who says "damn Daniel" is a surfer dude looking guy, and the other
of course
guy
he is.
And the other guy we see in the video is just a good looking all American looking guy. But here's what really
was he really that good looking?
He's all right.
I didn't notice that.
I think that that's the, one of the reasons.
This week with Rob.
I think that's one of the reasons why the video was so popular among young ladies.
My talent show.
But the thing is,
funny, that's funny.
Here's what I took away: they're not horribly burdened with intellect.
Okay.
As they tried to talk to Ellen, and that's not like being on the McLaughlin group. That's the Ellen show.
McLaughlin, not McLaughlin.
Yeah, you know what?
You don't pronounce the F. It's McLaughlin.
Right.
Come on now, Rob, you don't. It's McLaughlin. John McLaughlin, not Glaughlin, Northern Virginia.
But what? Why is that enter into it?
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
you're representing Northern Virginia.
Kind of a New England thing. He's a New England guy.
Yeah,
and, you know,
they try a little harder because it's not as nice up there. But that's good, too.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Maine is not Leesburg.
No, nor is southwestern Florida.
Damn, Daniel.
Damn, Michael. Josh and, his name is Josh Holes, and Daniel were on Ellen yesterday. She presented Damn Daniel with a lifetime supply of shoes and gave the other guy a surfboard that said he was on the Ellen show.
It was just out of nowhere. I just came up out of Daniel after school. I was just like, all right, I'm going to post this on my Snapchat story. So I took a video of him. I was just like, damn, Daniel, just out of nowhere. And it was just, everyone started to love it.
I know you love surfing, right?
Yeah, surf,
so
skate.
I got you a surfboard that I think you're going to like a whole lot. Look at it.
Beautiful surfboard that says I was on Ellen.
All right, thank so that's a nice much. Surfboard for you. And you love Vans, so our friends at Vans are giving you a lifetime supply of shoes.
Lifetime.
For the rest of his life. And, damn, Daniel.
And those white Vans are sold out everywhere.
Yeah, you can't find them anywhere.
It is wild how this works.
It's crazy.
I just want to play a little something.
Okay.
Oh, please, please.
Just a little piece from one of my favorite artists, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. She's just delightful. And please sit back and enjoy this moment with Sarah McLaughlin.
Second chance.
sorry. I love that, Rob.
Throwing the PETA ads.
That's such a kind song.
McLaughlin.
So yesterday, Melania Trump is starting a media blitz, I guess, because they're going to the second phase of his campaign.
Tomorrow on the show, you've got the, I'll tip the hand right now, you're going to be privy to a lovely conversation with Melania, who's doing a media blitz. And we got her. We actually got her live. It's
can't wait to talk to her and her cartoon voice.
I follow the law. I follow a law the way it's supposed to be. I never thought to stay here without papers. I had visa. I travel every few months back to the country to sleep.
And I think all of us, probably like me, first became aware of Melania Trump playing the bartender on the show Shameless. I thought she was
great. How dare you?
Are you watching People versus O.J. Simpson?
Yes, every night.
With Ross Geller and Robert Kardashian?
I watched the first one and then I drifted away. I didn't
get
go back to
in
it.
Because Ross becomes more Ross-like during the episodes. And then O.J., the way O.J. and Cochran interact, it is phenomenal.
Well, all Ross seems to say is the word juice.
You got it, juice. When Chris and I broke up, the juice was there for me every night. It's like he's not really the juice anymore. We gotta get you dressed, juice. Juice, juice, a will? Juice, juice, juice. Come on, juice. Juice! Juice, is, it's AC. Juice! Juice. I heard juice, it's on every channel. Juice, 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 juice. Your whole family's here, juice. Juice. Okay, juice. Your Uncle Juice is a good man.
The juice.
Juice, juice.
He's right, juice.
Listen, juice. Juice, juice, this is your life. Juice, juice, juice. Juice, we need an answer.
Funny, he doesn't look juice.
Juice.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia.
Leesburg,
place in the world. 20177 to get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag. Send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com and we'll do it on Thursday. Don't forget to take our survey. We got the survey working, Pony. That working okay right now?
You know, I'm waiting to hear back from our survey folks.
I just pulled it up. It looks good. It looks good. They fixed it this morning.
All systems go.
Okay. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too, okay?
Okay.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.